Storyboard is a presentation of Isaac Pabbi. Contents featured on this podcast are created and produced by Isaac Pabbi and colleagues. Hello, good evening, and this is Nightcap with Isaac. Trust you're all doing well out there. And when you listen to this podcast, I'm also doing well. I'm also doing pretty well. It's been quite a day for me. We go through the day and try to figure out the best choices to make and the best decisions to make whilst at work and interacting with everybody else, and coming home and trying to just adjust and wind down, you know, just wind down and retire the day. So yeah, it's been quite a moment today for me. But yeah, so I want to bring you Nightcap. And today I really want to dedicate all the time to talk about mental health, wellness. Of course, I'm not an expert, but you may have heard in a previous episode that, yeah, I'm quite enthused about mental health, you know, the issue of mental health and our well-being and our state of mind. So that is really what I want to talk about today. I want us to spend some time, you know, just as you listen to me, you can also, yeah, let your mind go round and round about the topic and have conversations with yourself. You know, what does mental health mean to you? And when you assess your mental well-being, do you think that you are having the healthiest mental health or mental wellness? Are you in your healthiest state when it comes to your mind and your psychological well-being and how it all around impacts on your physical well-being, your body, and your emotional well-being, you know, your mental, how is it impacting on the rest of your life, physically and mentally? And today, I came across, some information from mentalhealth.gov. It looks like a very credible website dedicated to mental health. So I figured, this is information worth sharing. So I'm going to spend my time reading, and I'll read also to you, so that you can understand. You can understand, and we can understand, and we can, in our own spaces, begin to have this conversation with ourselves. I really don't know. Okay, I know. I don't like to say I don't know. This thing about what I know is that in our part of the world here, you know, in our African setting and in our Ghanaian setting, just in our culture, the way we live, we really don't pay a lot of attention to our mental well-being. We just have to wake up and make it work. You know, we just have to wake up and make it work. And We are always trying to find the way out. So if it feels like something is not going right or something is bothering you, the best way to deal with it, the best ways we deal with it here in our part of the world and in our culture is to shove it away, sweep it under the carpet, you know, find a way to just tuck it somewhere and just throw it away somewhere and find a way somehow to keep moving and keep going on. But you realize that just because you put something away doesn't mean it disappears. Just because you put something away doesn't mean it's no longer there. And or you try to act like, pretend like, oh, this thing is not bothering me, this thing is not hurting me, or doesn't mean it isn't, you know, crawling up on you all over again. It's still there. And that is really how we deal with our issues here, because of the circumstances, the social economic circumstances that we mostly deal with. You know, who has time to worry when you have to put food on your table? I mean, who has time to cry about something that happened to you, or who has time to worry about what you are feeling when you have to put food on your table and find a job, you know, pay your bills? Feelings come later. But the truth of the matter is that these feelings, when they are not when they are not given the needed attention, you know, they are like spiders. They are like spiders. You feel like, oh, I have put it away and I have better things to think about. But the more you put them away, the more they crawl right back on you. The more you put it away, the more they crawl right back on you. And they never go away until you are able to really deal with it. And if you don't deal with it, they translate into all kinds of other issues, like domestic violence, which of course we are dealing with now. You know, a lot of these men beating their wives is not because they just want to beat their wives. You know, it's a mental thing going on. It's mental stress, emotional stress, physical stress, all of these stresses that people don't tend to deal with. And so they come out in some way, and whoever is around you, whoever you are dealing with, suffers. There's the brunt, or what, you know, suffers and has to find a way to cope because of your inability to manage your emotions or pay attention to whatever is eating you up within. And that is what I really want us to talk about. I really want us to deal with. Personally, I am I've been having some hard time, you know, dealing with my own challenges. I've had my moments throughout the day, today really, not just today. Some days it's just hard to go through. It's just hard to deal with. Just my emotional and my mental well-being, how to just adjust and go through the day and come back home and try to figure out what to do, you know, with myself, and just how to cope and be happy. Just how to cope and be happy. Not because, oh, I you want somebody around, or just, yeah, you want somebody around and it's nobody around. No, far from that. Just how to cope with yourself, you know, how to cope with yourself and be in the body that you are in. And be happy with yourself even before you think about or have the desire or the hope or the aspiration to bring someone else in. That is a whole thing. That is a whole thing, and it's a whole challenge sometimes. And I've been having my moments. I really have been having my moments, and So that's what it is. So in as much as I'm offering this conversation to you, I'm really also offering it to myself. You know, in as much as I'm offering this conversation to whoever will listen, I'm also offering it to myself. And just to come to terms with the emotions that we face, that the emotions that we face, the emotions that we deal with, you know, and how to navigate through them, you know, every day, how to just navigate through these emotions and know that they are worth it, they are worth it. And when well managed, they can lead us into a bigger, purposeful part of ourselves, you know, bigger, purposeful part of our of ourselves, of our being, and of our experience in this life. And hopefully we will just learn something out of it and be better human beings, and be better human beings, and do better. So yeah, for me, that is really the encouragement I give myself, that for everything that I'm going through, for everything that it is, if paid attention to, if given the needed attention and paid, and you listen to whatever voice it is, you listen to whatever is speaking to you in your heart, you listen to however you are feeling, they can lead you into bigger ideas, bigger perspectives, you know, about issues, topics that are needed to be addressed, are worth addressing, so that you can just have, you can add to conversations and contribute to issues when they come up, you know, when they come up. And yeah, be a better human being to society, and also, yeah, be a better human being to society. So yeah, back to our culture and how we deal with mental health and how we deal with mental issues when they come up. As I said, we largely sweep them under the carpet. We don't talk about them. We don't regard them as worth talking about, or issues worth talking about, because what they are, feelings, they are emotions, and who has time for them? And being emotional or being psychological, playing in these grounds, just show that you're a weak person. You know, it just tells the other person that this person is weak. Once you begin to talk about your, oh, I'm going through this, or I'm dealing with this, or I'm feeling this way, oh, you're a weak person. That is how we interpret our psychological and mental health issues in our part of the world, you know. I'm just imagining. I've never visited a psychologist, a therapist. I hope to do that soon. It's something that, it's an experience I would love. It's an experience I would really like to have. Yeah, so it's something I'm looking forward to, just to have that experience and reap the benefits of it. Reap the benefits of it. And I'm just imagining how many people, you know, how many people in a certain here do visit therapists, you know, or give themselves an opportunity, you know, just to go and talk about their issues and things that come up with them. What is the service like in that area? What is the service like in that area when it comes to our part of the world here? That is a whole conversation. That's also something worth exploring. I probably may talk to a therapist one of these days and get some insight into that. Yeah. But in the meantime, it's something that I am going to follow up for my personal benefit, and for my personal benefit, and see how it helps me, and I will share with you what it is and what it does. So in the meantime, we are here, and today the topic is mental health. So I'm going to start reading. I'm reading something from mentalhealth.gov. It says, mental health includes emotional, psychological, and social well-being. It affects how we think, feel, and act. It also helps determine how we handle stress, relate to others, and make choices. Mental health is important at every stage of life, from childhood and adolescence through adulthood. Over the course of your life, if you experience mental health problems, your thinking, mood, and behavior could be affected. Many factors contribute to mental health problems, including biological factors such as genes or brain chemistry, life experiences such as trauma or abuse, family history of mental health problems. Mental health problems are common, but help is available. People with mental health problems can get better and may recover, and many recover completely. Early warning signs. Not sure if you or someone you know is living with mental health problems. Experiencing one or more of the following feelings or behaviors can be an early warning sign of a mental problem. Eating or sleeping too much or too little. Pulling away from people and usual activities. Having low or no energy. Feeling numb or like nothing matters. Having unexplained aches and pains. Feeling helpless or hopeless. Smoking, drinking, or using drugs more than usual. Feeling unusually confused, forgetful, on edge, angry, upset, worried, or scared. Yelling or fighting with family and friends. Experiencing severe mood swings that cause problems in relationships. Having persistent thoughts and memories you can't get out of your head. Hearing voices or believing things that are not true. Thinking of harming yourself or others. Inability to perform daily tasks like taking care of your kids or getting to work or school. Yeah. So these are some of the early warning signs of mental health problems. As I read in the above paragraphs, it says mental health includes our emotional, psychological, and social well-being. You know, it affects how we think, how we feel, and act. It also helps determine how we handle stress, relate to others, and make choices. Mental health is important at every stage of our lives. Yeah. So, we, right from the start, have to be consistently checking how we feel. You know, how we feel. There's a particular way you feel. You and I think that once you are in your body and you have been in your body all your life, you know when you are feeling normal. You know when you are all right with yourself, and everything is going well in your opinion or in your frame of mind. In your psychology, in your emotional state, you know that, I'm feeling okay, everything is good. So once things begin to feel off for you, you know, you wake up with and you're feeling off, there's some trouble on your mind and you can't seem to shake it off, or you are feeling low, you know that something is not right. It doesn't necessarily mean it is. You should panic, I think, or you should be fearful because, hey, maybe something terrible is all of a sudden happening to you. No, your feelings, and are just trying to bring you some awareness, you know, about something that may be going wrong, telling you that, you know, something is off, check it. So that feeling of that unsettling feeling or that worry is a way of it's a way of notifying you, your body, your mental state wellness being is telling you that something is not all right. Things are not all right, so check it. Check something within. Have a moment with yourself. Have a moment and sit probably with yourself. Sit and try to figure out what is it. Something is nagging at you. So I think it's the first step. It's the first way to go. Whenever you feel like there's a mental disturb, have a moment with yourself, pause, and ask yourself, what is it? What is it? Why am I feeling this way? Why am I feeling this way? What is going on? Because probably under normal circumstances, you won't feel that way. When you wake up and everything is right, you know that everything is right. You feel that everything is right. You go to work, you're able to do whatever you are doing. You're able to interact as much as you can. You are able to sit with yourself quietly and just have peace of mind and go through the day. But once you are sitting with yourself and it feels like thoughts after thoughts after thoughts, and they are all disturbing thoughts, you realize that something is not going right. And I am probably not being able to put my finger on it because I'm not being still enough and I'm not giving it enough attention. So what can I do to figure it out, to be exact about it, that this is what is going on? That's when you have to sit with yourself for a moment and do that. Yeah, and I think that in talking about mental health, I may have to read also on just nurturing and cultivating a positive mindset. I think that is also that is in talking about mental health, we have to have that conversation about cultivating positive ways of dealing with ourselves, positive mindsets, positive ways of interacting with our own selves, because of course they contribute largely to a healthy mental well-being. So that is going to be, I think that is going to be the next conversation. But yeah, your feelings are the gateway, as the article really is saying. Your feelings are the gateway into your mental health. So immediately you begin to feel like, I'm not sitting well with myself. It feels like something is off. You have to take a moment. You have to take a moment to figure it out, and then see what could be eating at you, and see what could be eating at you. So quickly, let me go over the early warning signs again. Eating or sleeping too much or too little, pulling away from people and usual activities, having low or no energy, feeling numb or like nothing matters, having unexplained aches and pains, feeling helpless or hopeless, smoking, drinking, or using drugs more than usual, feeling unusually confused, forgetful, on edge, angry, upset, worried, or scared, yelling or fighting with family and friends, experiencing severe mood swings that cause problems in relationships, having persistent thoughts and memories you can't get out of your head, hearing voices or believing things that are not true, thinking of harming yourself or others, inability to perform daily tasks like taking care of your kids or getting to work or school. Yeah, so these are some of the early signs of mental health, and you should always be assessing yourself and see where you are in your frame of being, and see where you are in your frame of being. Am I at peace with myself? Am I okay? Am I thinking right? Am I thinking the way I usually think when everything is going well, or when I'm being able to wrap my mind around everything I need to be doing? Yeah, you should be always assessing your state of being to see if you are okay. You're okay with yourself. That's very important. To end it, I will say that I'm going to wrap things up. To end it, I will say that life is worth living. Life is worth living. And period. I don't want to say even in spite of the challenges, in spite of life is worth living, period. I think that is where, that is what I want to cultivate now. That is the mindset I want to cultivate now. life is worth living, period. And I'm open to life is worth living, period. And every day we'll figure it out and take it from there. And yeah, you are not alone. And if you are having any kind of mental health challenges, mental health situations, and you're not being able to be at peace with yourself, you're not being able to sit with yourself, please reach out to a therapist. Importantly, get to the hospital, talk to a doctor, get a referral to somebody, to a mental health expert who can help you, you know, and take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. I think that is really, if that is really the concluding point I want to leave us with. Take care of yourself, you know, and taking care of yourself means that knowing that you are worthy of your own time, energy, and attention. You are worthy of your own time, energy, and attention, and you are a priority in your own life. You are a priority to yourself. I am a priority to myself. I am a priority to myself, and I'm worthy of my own time, energy, and attention. And what that also means is that whatever I can do to make sure and to ensure my well-being is what I should do. Whatever I can do to ensure my well-being is what I should do. So I'm taking care of myself. And yeah. And it's what each and every one of us should also do. Take care of yourself. Make yourself a priority, because you are worthy of your own time, energy, and attention. So you don't put aside troubles when they are eating at you. You make sure that you clear your table of trouble. You make sure that you clear your table of worry. You make sure that you clear your table of anxiety, whatever is causing any kind of distress. You make sure that you bring yourself to a place where you are dealing with it. And if it means talking to somebody, if it means seeing a therapist, if it means you are taking care, if it means reading something, you know, materials that can help you get through it, you read those materials. Whatever you need to do to make sure that you are prioritizing yourself, that is what you do. That is what you do. And let's be good to ourselves. And good night.